Good morning, rise and shine. It's your girl here, P.E. Pastor Erica. And let me tell you something. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, then you are better than blessed. You are alive. 2020 has brought so many unfortunate things to some of our lives. And then there are those of us in the midst of the unfortunate have found surprising senses of purpose, surprising gifts. Anywho, you know, these last past little moments that I've had with you or memos have been about reminding you that we share in the victory of Christ, and it doesn't matter who pushed you in, you still win. So today, I just want to say he tried it. Who tried it? Satan. He tried it, but God turned it all around. So I was reminded of a story, you know. I like to tell stories. Here it comes. The story of a mom who decided to bring her young son to a musical where there was a master pianist. She noticed that her son had this aptitude for music or this desire for it. Well, she was in there, and as they were waiting for the show to get started, you know, curtains closed, and it was still kind of, the lights up a little, and you know, she starts seeing some of her friends on the other side, so she starts talking to them, and the little boy began to wander out behind the door that says personnel only, and he went behind the door, you know, mom just chatting away, not really paying much attention. But what captured him was this beautiful piano with a spotlight over it that was sitting on the stage, but the curtain was closed. And oh my God, it looked so beautiful. He was drawn to it. It was like a magnetism. He was drawn to it, and it was drawn to him. And so he went down and started tinkering just a little bit on it. All of a sudden, the lights in the theater begins to come down, and mom began to frantically look for her son. And she could not find him. She's just looking, and everybody else getting still and quiet because it was one of those atmospheres, the adult-only atmosphere. Usually they don't bring their children to this, but she wanted to expose him. All of a sudden, the curtains open, and this little boy, this little baby of sorts, is sitting there playing this piano, and it doesn't sound like Bach or anything else. It doesn't sound like a master pianist at all. So the people begin to get really frustrated and upset and begin to boo and coo and get angry and said, whose child is this? Don't they know better to bring their child to something like this? She's embarrassed, but she's conflicted and she wants to get him. And all of a sudden, the master pianist heard the ruckus from the back and decide to rush out onto the stage. And he rushes out onto the stage, and he whispers into the little boy's ear, whatever you do, don't stop. And so the little boy just kept on playing, and the master pianist takes his hands and he gets on side of him and begin to take the little tinkering and make it a masterpiece. Whatever you do, don't stop. And all of a sudden, the sound began to change, mature, and becomes beautiful. And here's a showcase of something so beautiful on the stage that all the cooing and the complaining and the criticism dies down and becomes this overwhelming sound of praise and cheers. And once they're done, the master pianist say, now take your bow. And the young man takes his bow, and mom's, we have tears in her eyes. She's overly thankful. And, you know, her son goes on to be a master pianist. By loving kindness have I drawn thee. Anywho, the premise of this story, I love telling you stories, is just the fact that we might not look so good at the next phase. We might be tinkering around with our purpose. We may sense this bigness about who we're meant to be and who we're meant to become. And as long as you don't stop, the Lord will come there, what was meant to be an embarrassing moment, what was meant to be a chaotic scene, the Lord will calm the crowd and he will perfect your efforts. Yes, when I said that he tried it, talking about Satan, many times we step out on faith enamored because we feel our purpose calling us, something huge is calling us, and we step out on faith to do that conference. We step out on faith to start that business. We step out on faith to even open ourselves up to another love. We step out on faith to preach that sermon, and here it is, people looking like, what in the world is she doing? What in the world is he doing? Whatever you do, honey, don't stop. There is a master pianist in the room, and he's listening for the sound of your faith. It was the young man's faith that I believe drew the pianist out of the room. Somehow he felt he was doing well. Somehow he still could see himself mastering the piece that he was playing. And when you can see yourself doing all God called you to do, see yourself as the master of what God has called you to do, the Lord would come alongside of you and perfect your efforts. And yeah, the devil tried it. Maybe you were dropped in an unfortunate situation and you're just doing the best you can. Whatever you do, don't stop and do it not only in faith, but do it full of grace. Grace yourself. Many of us are working to brace ourselves from the critics. The young man never stopped. Just grace, G-R-A-C-E, yourself. Give yourself a break. You're not going to look like someone who's been doing this for years. You're not the master pianist yet, but you will become the master pianist if you just keep going. This is one of my all-time favorite stories because most people look at me and say, oh my God, Erica, you're so talented. You can do this. You are a brand architect. My God, you do graphic design work. By the way, I don't love doing it, but I do it. You can make anything into beautiful. Let me tell you something. Into a beautiful sight, yeah, but that's because I just don't know how to stop. Everything that I do now well, I at one point did it very, what's the word I want to use? Well, not so well. Anything that you're beginning to do now, if you keep going and keep moving with it, you're perfected later, even if it's crazy. So I'm encouraging you this morning. Yeah, he tried it, but don't you stop. Keep going. The master pianist will perfect your every move as long as it is done in faith. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It is faith that is required. Huh? All righty. I pray that you were blessed on today. I pray that this memo has encouraged you and that you just get up off of your do nothing and get to doing something anyhow. Or you just keep going with what it is you're doing and let God perfect it. Remember, my story is our story. And here's the beautiful caveat. Christ Jesus, his victory is our victory. It's time to emerge.